going to start our reading in verse 7 chapter of Psalms. It said, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envied against the work of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down. Like the grass and wither as the green herbs. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily, thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Now I want you to know that I don't envy evildoers. I don't envy the works of evildoers.
Right.
I believe them that's been saved and called out of darkness, they don't envy evildoers.
Right.
Because he said, pretty soon now, they shall be cut down as the grass and wither. But you know what he said? He said that we would be fed. He would watch over us. He would care for us. Them that are safely saved. Them that despise evildoers.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times all you can get out of somebody is what they talk about somebody of doing evil. They don't want to talk about the righteousness of God.
Right.
But evildoers, they adone. Let me tell you today, upon the authority of God's Word, if you adone evil, you're just as guilty as if you'd have done it yourself.
Right.
Prove that with the Word of God. Listen, we got to be a separated people to be fed. We've been fed this morning by the holy presence of God. Whenever I sit there, all the way through Sunday school, I didn't get much out of Sunday school for trying to listen what God wanted me to do. I listened, and he said to make a call. I to call to see if they was here. I to answer their call. After I obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, then I could see the evidence of what he was wanting me to do.
Yeah,
brother, listen, I'm glad to be here. He said, I trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Brother, listen, my desires, you know, and I'm in Eric when visiting the other day. And the men that we visited with, they was in sorrow. They was in pain. Brother, listen, the land that we dwell in today. There's sorrow. They've sin on every hand. Brother, listen, I was glad that I was able to walk in and turn them all away.
Glad to be out.
Amen.
And they had to stay. But boys, I tell you what, he said that he would give us the desires of our heart. You know, my desires in this world is not in the evildoers. Not in the iniquity. Listen off sin. I'm listening to my desires. What is your desires? You know, I begin to pray. You know, they seem like there's trouble on every hand. There's sorrow on every hand. And how could I have my desires? And listen, there was a voice that spoke to me. And he said that my desires may be that would be met on the other side. Brother, listen, whenever we walk through the doorway of death, I will be renewed back with our family, with our loved ones, and the man that died on Calvary. glory.
That's right.
For me and you.
Right.
My greatest desire is to be there.
Yeah.
And see Jesus. And be with a family that we love. I listen, and maybe that's them that's done and gone on. I don't know. I went through the doorway of death. You know, the Bible said in Genesis, they said, he made man in his own likeness, after his own image, he made man. And they was there, and they was all together. Before sin come, they was one mind.
Yeah.
Man, they didn't lack for nothing. They didn't need a new suit. They didn't need to get all dressed up. God fed them. He clothed them. He took care of them.
Right.
Amen.
But then sin came. And it almost destroyed the thoughts of God. But then he made a way. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And his son come to not do his will, but to do the will of the Father. Listen, I'm made to believe. Lord, of our desires that we have today is not for here. And maybe for the yonder world. If we might desire, I'd like together once again and to sit down with a family. I can show you a man that went to death and he was buried Lazarus. And Jesus stepped up and he said, Lazarus, come forth.
Amen.
Lazarus, come forth. Boys, I tell you what, one of these days, he's going to step out on a cloud of glory, and he's going to call the saints. I to come forth, and the saints is going to come forth. Brother, listen. And Lazarus, what would have been his desire? He said, Lazarus got sick and died. A short time after, they rolled a stone away and he come forth. Man, I bet he was happy. I bet he could assemble with his family.
Yeah.
I had a great supper. Brother, listen. He had dinner. Once again.
Yeah.
This is life. I'd be on death. He had dinner with his two sisters.
Yeah.
Mary and Martha.
Yeah.
After death, his great desire. You got loved ones that's going on. How you long to walk with them. I hold her hand. Brother, listen. This desire that he talked about in the Word of God. Might happen after death.
Yeah, right.
After the sorrows of this world. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. But we got to endure affliction before we get there.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. I can see how the wheelchairs, how the walking canes, brother, listen, whenever you hear the voice of Jesus, I come up here and live with me. Brother, you won't grieve crippled no more. You won't need a wheelchair. Brother, listen, you won't need a walking cane. And all the former things be passed away.
Right.
And there will be no more death, no more sorrow. Man, he'll feed us.
Yeah.
And he's there. The great marriage supper of the Lamb.
Right.
Man, I tell you what, I want to be there.
Amen.
I want to be there at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I believe my mom and dad and the loved ones just went on ahead. I will get to sit down with them in need. And Jesus himself will be there. That's worth all the suffering and all the sorrow that we suffer in this world. We get all down and out. But there's victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
Listen. I tore up sometimes. I begin to look at the church. This is going that way. Somebody else is going that way. And I see the church dying. Slowly dying. And I say, Lord, what am I going to do? He said, keep on. Hold on. Just a little longer. Pretty soon, this thing is going to pass away.
Yeah.
their eyes in glory. Listen, our desires will be met, if not here on the other side.
That's right. Amen.
That better know.
That's right.
Listen, New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And God himself will wipe the tears from our eyes.
Amen.
And there will be no more death, neither crying. There will be no more sorrow. Listen, and no more pain. We suffer pain and agony from day after day as this fleshly body slowly decays. Brother, and we said in pain, hold on to Jesus. Listen, the best is yet to come.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Listen, I got one more passage of scripture on the screen. Preacher, I'm not going to get there. You won't be there through evildoers.
That's right.
You won't be there if you don't follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You better know, and you better know for a fact that God is in arrangement. Listen, of our doing, not when we do them.
Yeah.
In Romans,
bless the Lord.
12th chapter. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Amen.
And be not conformed unto this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that ye might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It was not a gift. But whenever we present our beings unto Him, we better present us a living sacrifice, a holy and acceptable, not to me, not to the church, but the living God, who was going to one day step out. And the Bible said it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God.
That's right.
What is acceptable and the perfect will of God. He said, love not evildoers. Oh, listen. I'm looking for a time I don't know. The Bible said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It's never entered into the heart of man. What things that God has prepared for me and you. But I can imagine through faith, I can imagine that we'll go back. Listen, you know how much he loved Adam and Eve?
Yeah.
In the cool of the day, he would come down and walk with them. He cared for them. Listen, and then sin took over and just about destroyed the whole human race.
Right.
And if it hadn't been, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have been here.
Amen.
Listen, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, and that unto God. It's just a reasonable service.
Yeah.
It's not my will. Oh, there's a lot of places that my mind I would want to be. The grass is greener on the other side of the hill. I'd go over there and I probably wouldn't have to preach. I'd just sit back and let it roll.
Yeah.
Is that pleasing to God? Or is that pleasing to me? Listen, I want to make sure. He said, make your calling and your election sure.
Yeah.
So whatever you do, make sure. Listen, you'll see the evidence of where God was in arrangements. After you have traveled a little ways, you begin to see where God was in arrangements of this move. When I move from here, I just want to move on up yonder. Man, what things God has for them that love Him.
Amen.
And them that will sacrifice everything for Him will just suffer. Will just suffer here in pain and agony and heartaches for a little while, because it'll be worth it all over there. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, I'm fixing to come to a close. You have a few scattered remarks, but I don't envy nobody. Not nobody. I don't care how pretty they are. I don't care how rich they are. I don't care how they get along. I don't envy nobody that's lost.
Right.
Man, I enjoy sitting down to talking to a good old saint of God.
Amen.
And let them tell me how they overcome the trials of life. Man, I want to ask Eric to do the altar call song this morning. If you feel like you need to come and pray and get close to God, you better come. You better come. Because the next call that you hear might be come up here.
Just over yonder.
You need to pray. You come. I'm glad to be saved. I don't envy them that's lost. I don't envy them that stays at home and sit down up on a seat of dignity. But you see, if God knows the heart and you don't feel like it, it's all right. But there's a blessing. There'll be no dying over there. And there'll be no heartaches over there. Just over yonder. How about it?
There's nothing here.
There's nothing here. Just disappointments. That ought to give us a headway of running.
Yeah.
Running toward your promised land.
Our true old father has our hands in place.